This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
This is The Mainframe. Welcome back, everyone, to our continuing series on membership sites. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how to keep members engaged for the long term. How you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing great. And hopefully we're keeping our podcast listeners engaged for the long term because we're on episode 32. Who would have thought?
I know. That's a lot of listening. But I think that we do that by making sure that we're following all the advice we're putting on here, right? For the most part.
I hope so. Can't... I see it as our Marvel Comic Universe podcast equivalent in that, we deliver to our core fans and keep attracting new people on the periphery as well.
Exactly. And they're starting to get to our phase three when we start bringing in the Doctor Stranges and the Captain Marvels.
Yeah. So is that guest speakers? I think that's probably where we'd start bringing in the weirdness, right?
Exactly. Maybe at some point we'll actually get casting for Carol Danvers, but then we'll know. We already know who Doctor Strange is going to be, so yeah. I'm sure we can get old Mr. Cumberbatch on the horn and join our episode. What do you think?
Add some class to the proceedings, yeah.
So we've been talking about a lot of things surrounding membership sites because there's a lot of nuance involved. So once you've got it, you've got that initial group of people, you've sold the membership site. You're starting to build a community, but then after a while, there's a tendency of things to stagnate, things that will begin to stagnate, or where we see memberships start dropping off. So really what you need to look at is ways to keep active members there for the long term, right?
Yeah, and we've seen this a lot of the years when we've been coaching, teaching sales students, where the initial launches go very, very well. There's a lot of excitement. And the members start drifting away or the launches don't go quite as well. And they ask what's wrong. Has the market moved away from needing them or are the students just too advanced now? But we find that a lot of the time it's because all the excitement is built into the launch when it's new and fresh. But they don't really use any processes to keep people sticking around, to keep paying attention, and the new and shiny comes along and overshadows them, right?
That's true. And one of the best ways and easiest ways to do that is to have the new and shiny be part of the membership, having cliffhangers and teasers for anticipation of what's coming next so that there is always that element of newness coming, right?
Yeah. And we talked about selling the lesson. You need to sell the next lesson. And you'll notice we do that in a throwaway line at the end of the podcast. We say what's happening in the next episode. But that can be sufficient. You know, it doesn't have to be a big stage production. It doesn't have to be all hypey. But people do need to know that there's going to be future value. So cliffhangers are a great way of doing that, especially if you can say you'll not want to miss the next episode because we're not talking about clickbait. You'll never guess what happens next. I'm sure that works, but the tone has to match. It has to be congruent.
And the key is to make sure that you understand what your curriculum is going to look like over time. And you can do that through creating a calendar, and then maybe you post part of that calendar and then slowly add to it over time. And then all your teasers and big events that you have coming up are surrounded in that model of the base curriculum that you put together.
Yeah, and part of this curriculum is seeding the later ideas. And you'll notice that we do talk up some ideas in this podcast, and we'll say, and we'll get to that in a future episode, because sometimes you have to lay some foundations. Sometimes there's some cornerstone concepts that you need to get across before people can really understand and process the later lessons. So you prepare them. And just like with a sales process, an education process requires people to understand the value before they get the checkbook out, before they get the credit card out, or before they start taking notes. So we've talked about some concepts over and over again, follow-up email series, onboarding, putting things in context, you'll notice those concepts come up a lot. But we go dive into deep detail later after already introducing them.
That's true. And one of the main reasons we do that is because of context, because onboarding in context of a membership site is slightly different than, you know, the context of a piece of software. So doing a overall general onboarding is fine because it gets people thinking about how it applies to their business. But then at times we've had to talk about it in more detail in the context of the specific area we're talking about. Like last episode, we were talking about onboarding related to membership sites. So that's an example of where you can take content that you've covered, but then slice it in a way that covers it more for a specific context or a specific audience, because that makes it more valuable over time.
Yeah, and you'll notice that we actually put things into a series with this podcast, and that's because that continuation of an idea, those connections, are really cemented when you have lessons or episodes that follow on directly. It allows people to get a big picture. Instead of having 2.5-hour episode or lesson, you can break it down and people can come back to it for reference, they can make notes, and it's something that they can fit into the busy schedule, knowing that you're going to continue it with a follow-on. So that's part of context as well, because the series fits into the overall concepts that you're getting across in the bigger program, and then each episode or lesson fits into that series.
And the best way to kind of let them know what is coming and what is in that series is through doing your emails, both before, during the actual course, and then after to follow up. So that way that everybody knows when things are coming, the context that it fits in. And like you had said about scheduling, it helps schedule it, right? Because they know what's coming and you can notify them of that.
Yeah, people need to prepare. They need to set aside time. And by giving people fair warning, it allows them to get ready. It allows them to have quiet and have all the materials together. They can sit down and consume it. But also it means that if they miss anything, there's that fear of missing out. There's that part of the brain that is engaged that says, okay, I need to pay attention to this. Because again, you don't want your material sat on their hard drive being ignored and gathering dust.
And when people are engaging in this type of content, dripping it out is going to be critical, because a lot of times you'll get people who think they can consume it all at once and they want it all at once and that they can slice it up in their own way. That almost never works. Dripping it out allows for the content to be delivered at the time when it's proper for them to be focused on that particular type of content. If you just dump a bunch of stuff on them, a lot of things are out of context. People are jumping from lesson to lesson. And, you know, some people may like to do that, but it's not really the best way to deliver solid learning experience. You have to build the foundation. So dripping out content is key to being able to do that effectively.
Yeah, dripping out content via email and through your membership site allows you to reduce the overwhelm, but also allows you to keep the engagement high. And it allows you to re-engage people, because if your process is set up correctly, you can see when people are not moving forward. And when people are not moving forward, you need to keep following up with that repeated call to action. You need to keep selling the lesson. You might have to sell it in a different way. You might have to mention it multiple times. Okay, people go on vacation, they get busy. But if they really drop out, you need to know where they drop out, why they drop out. See if you can fix it. See if you can reduce some of the overwhelm, make it easier to process, and keep that engagement high. So you need to know if lesson 7 is a real sticking point, you need to be able to break that sticking point, that bottleneck, and keep people moving ahead. And to do that, you need to know where they're dropping out.
And another big effective way to kind of keep that membership going for a long term is through a live interaction element.
The Mainframe is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, a complete website solution for building your own online marketing and sales platform. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform. Stop trying to hack together your website yourself. Head over to rainmaker.fm/platform today and get back to building your business.
So when we're talking about live interaction, it can be a variety of different things. And we've used a lot of different types of live interaction in our courses, right, Chris?
Yeah, and one of the biggest examples I can think of right now is a showrunner course. Jared and Johnny have these huddles that they call them, the Google Hangouts, the Q&As. They have a Facebook group that interacts, but they also met in person. You know, if they're going to be in a certain place, they'll say, who's going to be in Seattle? Who's going to be in Vancouver? Okay, let's try and get a group together. And that's exciting. It helps combine everybody's enthusiasm together in one place, and it's infectious, but it doesn't have to be that big a deal. So it could be just live education updates. It could be just saying, okay, there's this new tool, there's this new concept, this new strategy, and I'm going to teach it. And so it keeps everything fresh, right?
That's true. And the other way you can do that is through a Q&A, because there are going to be a lot of questions that come up during your course. So what people need to have a way to do is to get those questions answered. Having live Q&A, especially if you get the questions beforehand and then you deliver them the answers to them after, it's a live but not live kind of element. And we found that that works the best, because a lot of times it's hard to get really good quality answers to some in-depth questions on the spot. But if you have a list of questions from people and you can take a few days to kind of come up with good solid answers for them that will also help everybody else in your group, then that's the best way to handle it. So then you can create this element of semi-live where it's not real time, but it's still, they're interacting directly with you through a Q&A session.
Yeah, and at the start of your program, you'll find that the questions tend to be quite broad and quite strategic. As you go along, they'll get more detailed. And all of that really helps people. It could be just that it clarifies something, or it could be that it's a real sticking point, but it's feedback for you. And it might inspire you to create new modules and lessons.
And another area that's kind of an extension of that is live coaching. And this is a big one for people who have a type of business where a one-on-one coaching or a small group coaching could be a very effective element. It can also be a premium element that people pay extra for. So live coaching is is one of those really effective ways to keep people really engaged with the community, but it can also really help because it becomes a premium aspect of a membership site that allows people to get more direct contact with you.
And it's one of those ways that you can give people real breakthroughs. And that's another place where you get great testimonials, case studies, because you actually help somebody really move forward. And everybody listening gets some benefit as well. A version of that is a hot seat, where you take one person, you say, okay, we're going to look at your project and we're all going to weigh in and give you lots of help and see where your stuck points are, and we're going to help you move forward. So it's not quite coaching in that everybody, it's kind of democratic. Everybody has a voice. Everybody can weigh in. And it's really using them as an example rather than coaching them through a process. But at the very least, it does give people accountability, because those people then are very visibly accountable. But we talked about accountability in the last episode. And I think it's worth reiterating, because this is another place where you can really get people engaging for the long term, because it's not just one of those New Year's resolutions. They've actually said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it by this date, and I'm going to stick with it.
That's true. And then finally, one of the things that when you're talking about these type of live interactions is the event. You talked about it at the beginning with the showrunner course, but having a live event tied to your membership is a big way to do it. Of course, it's also it can be expensive. So like Chris was saying earlier, with some of the things we've done with showrunner, we've done it with other things as well. South by Southwest, we all knew a lot of our like Third Tribe people had been there, teaching salespeople were there. So we brought them all together in a bar and we all hung out together. And those type of small group settings where you can actually say, hey, we know that this sort of industry event will have a lot of our membership people there. Let's all get together for dinner. Let's all go out for this specific type, you know, specific party or drinks or something. And that's a way to do a live event without having to do a big live event.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a party even. I mean, we used to spend a lot of money on our bar bills for those parties. But it could be just meeting in a coffee shop. Chris Guillebeau does that. He'll say, I'll be in this coffee shop and it'll be on this street and drop in and see me. Or he'll do a book signing and people turn up. And that face-to-face visibility and interaction, it helps form bonds. And they're bonds that are a lot more difficult to do virtually using the online tools.
But the real thing we're talking about here and what this all kind of leads to is for long-term engagement with a membership site, you really need to be thinking about what is it that your audience can't live without, right?
Yeah. What's keeping them up at night? What do they really want to achieve? What is their goal? What is they're trying to get away from or move towards? And if you can really understand the underlying reasons and motivations, you can really help them, and it becomes an essential, not a luxury. Because the first thing people look at when they've got tension about their financial outlay or they have to justify it to a partner or a boss is the luxuries go away. So you want to be an essential, not a luxury. You want to be something that's going to be a big impact and that they know it's going to be a big impact and they trust you to deliver that.
You do that by addressing these urgent and immediate needs. I mean, it's got to be a compelling reason for them to stick around. So you have to be looking at what it is that's really important to them and what it is that you're providing. And it always comes back to that value. If you continue to provide that value over time, they start to get to a point where they really can't live without it because it's a real win-win. They are paying you for a tremendous value to get your information and they feel like they're actually getting something out of it and it's helping them to make their life, their business better.
And some of it might be just positioning. I've been looking at a lot of meditation material, and a lot of it is spiritual. A lot of it is meditation for its own sake. And that doesn't speak to me. I want meditation for a specific need. I want to be more relaxed, more focused, and get rid of some of this anxiety that's always hovering over me like a dark cloud. And so the spiritual stuff or the meditation for meditation's sake isn't a compelling and urgent need for me. It's somebody needs to say to me, this is guaranteed to fix your anxiety issues and I will pay money for that. So look at your own marketing. Are you talking about it as if it's a nice to have, or you're talking about something that they want right now and they'll pay any amount of money to get it?
And that also plays into the fact that they don't want to lose it. So if you're building tools and content that they don't want to no longer have access to, that's really what this comes down to, is that's a compelling way for people to stick around. Because if they've gotten used to using the tools you provide, the information you provide, your coaching, the different things that are provided in your membership site, they're not going to want to leave because they really don't want to have to no longer have access to those, right?
Yeah. So if they quit, if they cancel, if their credit card messes up, what do they lose? You don't want them to have the credit card renew, the dates change, everything has to be reset, and then say, I'm not going to change it. I'm going to let it expire. What do they lose? If they lose out, then they're going to want to stick around. And it has to be something that is a perceived value in their own minds. It's not something that you assume they're going to feel a loss. It has to be an actual loss on their end. So the obvious ones are things like the hosting and the email service and the credit card merchant account. You know, if they're going to lose money by not having access, then you can be sure they're going to fix that straight away. If it's something that just makes them feel good when they remember to log in, they're not going to feel the loss.
So to wrap it all up, really what we're talking about here is using these elements of a membership site to keep your customers engaged for the long term. We talked about cliffhangers and anticipation. Make sure that they know what's coming and are excited about what's coming so they stick around. And you can email them to let them know, here's what's coming, here's where you are right now, and this is what we have coming in the future. And live interaction elements are a great way to keep people engaged over time. You can do that through events, through Q&As. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. And finally, the most important piece is, what is it that they will lose if they no longer are part of this community? That is the main thing you need to focus on for keeping people on your site for the long term.
In the next episode, we're going to talk about selling your membership and pricing. That's a very important episode, so do check it out.